Sports Betting Brother, and hey, what's going on out there? It is Wednesday, 12/19, December 19, 2018, and hey, we it's a Sports Betting channel. Just love to check in and kind of give you the daily updates and kind of where we're thinking of what's going on and random thoughts to help sports bettors kind of keep track of the atmosphere and the temperature of what's going on. And we want to let you know there's several topics today we have on hand. One is Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency transfers of using that to your sports books and your online sports books. And we actually have sportsbetfunding.com, which does the transfers for you. So on YouTube, we're coming out in the next couple of days with a kind of a tutorial or a summary of how that works. So if you're interested, stop by YouTube at sportsbetfunding.com and watch that, because it's something you may want to take advantage of on your own. We created the company because people don't want to do it. I mean, you can mow your own fucking lawn, but you can also have the little boy down the street do it. And time is money. And so that's something to think about, and we want to throw that out to you to stop by the sportsbetfunding.com YouTube channel to watch that. Probably be out tomorrow, so you want to maybe put that on your calendar for Friday. We'll give you a reminder when that comes out. We're producing and putting it together, and believe me, this is not Steven Spielberg by any stretch. But we're trying to do the best we can to get as much information as we can on that. Another thing is in capping. Handicapping, guys. NFL games, man. Hey, we're starting to encourage people to flip the switch over to college basketball and NBA and certainly hockey, because in the NFL, now more than ever of this particular season, it's kind of like the change in MLB when after the All-Star break in July, teams start to bail and slough off players and give up and kind of rebuild and get ready for the following year. And that's what's going on in NFL. In the NFL is you've got key injuries, players sitting out, playoff situations where you have some teams that really, really give a shit and some teams that just want to finish it out and not break their ankles so they get a contract next year. So I would – two things. Highly avoid NFL games. And if I was playing NFL games, I'd be using some teasers to really pad and help that cushion for the pushing, because I think teasers are a big plus in the NFL. Don't use teasers in college football. That's ridiculous. That just doesn't match up with the game. I think that's a ploy for the sports books to make more money on knuckleheads doing it. So the true pros are using teasers for some NBA, certainly, and predominantly NFL. So those are the two topics at hand today, guys, just kind of food for thought. And that's kind of what we want to be as a resource here for you to bounce questions off of us. We kind of give you the feedback on what we feel is going on, the topic of the day sort of thing, kind of food for thought. And that's where you can tune in, get a little nugget for yourself and move on, you know? So that's what we're here for. We don't want to sit here and talk for 20 minutes about nothing. So those are the kind of topics of the day. If you want more information on these, you can email us at support@sportsbetfunding.com. That's support@sportsbetfunding.com, or give us a call 302-858-0733. Thanks, guys.